Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. And Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
This is the number one noon hour hockey show in Canada. This is Hockey Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Back at it on Hockey Central at noon. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, simulcast on the NHL Network in the United States, worldwide. We are global on sportsnet.ca. Welcome to the program. Darren Millard here with Colby Armstrong, former National Hockey Leaguer and member of the Hockey Hall of Fame's media division. On the writing side of it is Scott Morrison.
H-O-F.
He has a plaque. He has a plaque. Do you have a plaque?
I got one most favorite player voted by the fans when I was in the minors.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a plaque, yeah.
Yeah, does it?
I got one.
Okay.
Take that.
Does it exist anywhere other than your basement?
It's in the basement. It's in the basement. My kid was like, is that yours? I'm like, yeah, that's mine. Take it in. Take it in, kid.
Have the kids started playing with the old trophies yet?
I showed my kid my first goal puck the other day. Mm-hmm. He thought it was cool for like a second. I'm sure I'll be seeing that thing getting slapped around the house.
For sure. Guaranteed.
That shouldn't have showed it to him.
Yeah, that'll end up in the driveway at some point when he's down a biscuit.
Oh, yeah. The old Pittsburgh days too. Like, you know how like the kids now get like this epic like probably thing. I could imagine, you know, some teams get... Mine's just got like an old dirty piece of yellow tape. It says first goal and then the date. Like nothing cool. Like the trainers in Pittsburgh just like... Meh,
you didn't even plaque it?
No, nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because most
it's
teams
old
plaque
school.
It.
It's old school.
For you.
I know. That's what I thought.
Well, thought it was going to be bankruptcy protection at the time.
Yeah, you couldn't
do it. And to give you an example, this is a good story of like the trainer that would have taped it up and gave it to me. I remember I went into training camp. I had like jammed my wrist. So I just went to get a...
You were hurt again?
Well, no, I jammed my wrist.
Oh, surprise.
There's a difference between hurt and injured. That's what I was always told. So I went to get my wrist taped and he's like, put your hand in my stomach. You put your hand in the trainer's stomach and they wrap tape around it like so you can't like hurt it again. And he just takes it, wraps it around once, pulls it out to here and just goes. And then I was like standing there. I was like, you know, I was just a young guy. He's like, all right, learn how to tape it yourself next time, kid. I was like, okay, let's go play some hockey. As I took off the bad tape job and redid it myself.
So where did you find the puck before we get on to other... It was just lying in the basement somewhere?
No, I have it up on this little TV stand thing on like something you'd see at like a puck collector's thing. And like I put it into like a plastic case thing.
And who was it against?
It was against the Atlanta Thrashers. Yeah.
Who was the goalie?
Kari Lehtinen.
Who you just went and hung out with?
I just went and visited, yeah.
You tell him that?
I always bug him about it, yeah. I got a couple. I played world championships in the gold medal game against Finland and scored the game-winning goal. Against Kari Lehtinen.
You won a world you scored a world championship game-winning goal?
Yeah.
Where's that puck?
I have no clue. I don't know. I was drinking too many beers after the game to even think about it.
Who's your coach at the world championships?
Andy Murray.
Okay.
Great coach.
Serious guy?
Yeah, really serious guy.
Yeah.
Sneaky
he's
guy.
He's from Souris.
Oh, sorry.
He is serious.
Serious.
Yes. Yeah.
Good coach.
Mr. Serious.
Well,
yeah, he's really
good
coach. Really well prepared.
Souris in Manitoba.
Yeah, very
great
thorough.
Coach for that tournament. He knew every player over there. It was unbelievable. Little papers under our doors every night.
So that's not a myth. That actually happens.
It happens. And then like the weirdest little things too, like meeting at 9:57. Like not 10, like 9:57. I think he was kind of like quirky that way. Like he always kept you on your toes. So you're always worried about
now,
the 9:57.
Would you have been able to play for Andy for a full NHL season going through that?
I don't know. Like after that tournament was done, I was like, whoa, man, that's like intense. Because he was always like kicking around. Like you'd be sitting there with the boys like having a jaw wag and a coffee and like, you know, talking about running. And he would like appear. He's like that butler from that movie with Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. Like he just surprises you out of nowhere. Like, hey.
Omnipresent. Yeah. Like, omnipresent.
He's always there. Yeah. It was quite the experience. So yeah, he was well prepared. I heard he wears on guys, though.
Well, the thing's under the door.
Yeah.
The notes.
Yeah.
And then prescribed reading.
Yeah, like you have to be ready for the meeting the next day so you don't fail the test.
Brandon University Bobcat coach. That's how he...
Smart guy, though.
Brandon Travelers,
MJHL. You have to work hard at your job.
Yeah.
What a concept that is.
Can you imagine that? I was reading game notes in a hotel in Moscow, like night before the game, doing homework.
You are a curmudgeon today, Scott Morrison.
I'm fine.
What is with it?
I feel off.
Like, fluey?
Physically.
Physically?
Yeah.
But you're letting it get to you mentally.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm playing hurt.
You've railed on everybody and anything that
well,
you
I haven't
can
started
get
on
your
you
hands
yet,
on.
So just wait for it.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hall of Famers grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for shaving today, too, by the way.
You know what? It's a sign that I'm into the playoff mode.
I like it. I got the throw tee going slowly but surely. Yeah. My trademark.
The throw tee?
Throw tee. It's pretty gross.
What is it?
It's like I can only grow my beard on my neck. I don't know what
I've
it is.
Heard
I
got a throw tee.
I got a throw tee. It's coming in. Can you kind of see it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I know. It's terrible. It was my trademark. Teen stash with a massive throw tee. No beard.
When was the first time you can remember growing a playoff beard? Was it in junior?
No, heck no. I remember in the minors we went to run Calder Cup finals and I couldn't grow anything. I just had this like gross stash. Like Crosby style like, stash. You know that gross like feeble stash?
Kind of creepy.
Yeah, really like creepy. Like lived in your parents' basement for like your whole life. Mm-hmm. That kind of stash.
Cheap though, living in the parents' basement. Yeah. I don't know why everybody knocks that.
I don't know. I should have tried it longer.
Yeah. Like it's... You can
instead,
make
I got my brother in my basement all the time.
Oh, is Riles back there?
He's not back there yet, but I think he's trying to sneak in. If he's watching this, you're not sneaking in, bud.
We've got a busy show to get to recap what happened on the weekend and look ahead. There's some developments on the playoff race for a couple of teams that are chasing. And I guess we expected it, the decision by the LA Kings and what they're going to do as they launch into this extended road trip. But Calgary loses to Columbus. Edmonton wins. Montreal with another shutout over San Jose. And you can book the Hart Trophy on Carey Price's lap right now. Ottawa with the win over Toronto and the Hamburglar. And then you get Vancouver. And let's start with the Vancouver Canucks. It could have went south last week. There was a bit of a wobble. And now they win. And only allow one goal in each of the two victories over LA and Arizona. And the Vancouver Canucks are a team that's going to break 90 points, are a team that that midway through the season had an identity crisis. But where do you see the progress? What's the reason for their ascent, Scott?
Well, and the game you referred to earlier in the week was against Columbus that ran the West, Western Canada at least. They were up 2-0. They had a great first period, 20 shots on goal, matched a season high. For that, couldn't get anything past goalie Bob, who was great. Then they got two goals earlier in the third and looked like this would be an easy one. And all of a sudden they lose 6-2 on the night. And you think, well, okay, what happens now? Everybody wondering, is Eddie Lack going to hit the wall like he did last year? But he bounced back strong. And so I think the goaltending has been very solid. They've gotten healthy on the blue line at the right time. They've only had, I believe it's 14 games now this season where they've had their top 6D together. So, but they're all back and healthy at this point. And the Sedins are playing very, very well. And they're able to roll four lines. And it's the thing they said they wanted to do this year. And they're getting quality minutes from their fourth line. So there's a lot of good things happening with that
Not
club.
Not much was expected of this team coming into the year, Colby. The resolve of that room is impressive. As a player, when do you start believing in that? Because there has to be a point where you're trying to convince yourself, and then that morphs into being convinced.
Yeah, I think all the negative stuff on their team was actually a positive for their group. You know, they have some injuries. They have guys stepping up. They're finding ways to win. We talk about the goaltending situation. And, you know, they've seemed to battle through everything, and I think it's done nothing but help their team with, you know, mentally and confidence. And, you know, they get bodies back. I don't know. This is a team all year that I've been watching. I'm like, oh, there's no way. Like, there's something about them that's just not super impressive, but they just keep winning games. And, you know, you look at their last few games, you know, except for the Columbus game where they gave up six goals. You know, they've let in one goal, six goals, like one goal. Like, they're getting it done.
And they've been doing it without a power play, which is the other impressive part of it.
Because I think they're overshadowed by the Calgarys and now by the Ottawa Senators. And those impressive stories.
Well, to your point, there were no expectations. And like Calgary
like
Winnipeg, like Ottawa, they've been showing a lot of resiliency. When you think they're finally going to hit that wall and they're coming down. They find a way to win.
But they're more. It's a bland,
like a fancier Calgary, a little fancier,
yeah, but looking. A bland Calgary.
Yeah, yeah. Too. I know. I watch them. You know, you just watch them, and you're like, okay. And then they win.
Where's the sizzle with Vancouver?
Well, the where sizzle with Calgary. They're the comeback
with Calgary.
Kids.
Yeah. With Winnipeg, with Ottawa, it's obvious.
Well, then different styles, different teams. Yeah. I mean, Calgary gets so much from the back end, so much offense from their defense. You've got Johnny Hockey, who's an exciting player to watch, a dynamic player, and the scenarios that they've had night after night of being behind but somehow finding a way to win.
I spoke to Hartley just about it. You talk about the way the teams are built and their back end. Like, you look at their top 4D, they're up the, like, what an exciting team to watch. Like, they're up the ice, leading rushes, like, going to the net.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible compared to the style of play, you know, Vancouver's built and the way they play. It's just totally different. So they're just a little bit different to watch, but they're getting results.
The playoff matchup right now in the first round would be Vancouver and Calgary, which would be
awesome.
Spectacular. Who do you think would have the edge there?
I think who would win that one?
I think it's a pick'em series.
Like, it's very, very possible that will be your first round matchup.
I'm stumped on it. Who would win that one?
I think
the grittiness of Calgary, possibly.
Well, do you give Calgary a little bit of an edge, goaltending wise? You know, Eddie Lack still proving himself, and wouldn't have the playoff experience. But then who goes in for Calgary? Hiller or Rama?
I like Calgary.
They got options. That's the other part.
They do.
For
and
Calgary.
Ryan Miller. Doesn't look like he's going to play the rest of this regular season.
Well, and
at
then
what point do you
start
him
in the playoffs? Yeah. That'll be the big raging debate.
I don't know. I don't know who.
I think it's a pick 'em. You could make a case for both teams, but I might lean towards Calgary.
I would lean towards Calgary too. Maybe even, it's tricking our eyes. It's tricking my eyes, maybe a bit though.
Trick putt.
Yeah.
Breaks uphill.
It does. You just can't.
So are you
going to
pick somebody or just going to leave it on the fence?
I'm going to take Vancouver. Just because I've counted Calgary out all year.
Yeah.
No sense. And I jumped on the Calgary bandwagon that they would make the playoffs. But there's no rhyme or reason for what they're doing right now and have been able to do this year. Other than they're getting career years from almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so rare
you're seeing
that
how good
comes
a player
together
Monahan
like that
is.
Way.
Yeah. Monahan with Hudler is just unreal for them right now.
Johnny,
yeah,
great weekend for the side of the playoff hopes of Canadian teams with Winnipeg with the win over Washington and Ottawa with another win. So when do you start looking at the Ottawa Senators and go okay, and transition from great story to hold on.
Furniture.
When people just like start scrambling through the studio.
These guys just stole chairs.
They did. There was chairs before we went to the video. For those who are watching on TV, there was chairs behind us around the hub, the Hockey Central hub. Now they're gone. Because have you ever seen those guys before?
No, I don't know. No. They probably like they've never
they're
seen
gone.
Me before.
They're gone. The chairs are gone. Ottawa's been such a late season water cooler dynamic. Fill you up with hope story.
Yeah.
But now they're in it.
Well, let's go back to the question you posed, and Colby can answer it. How are they getting it done beyond the goaltender?
You just talk about that feeling you get, and you can look at the polar opposite of, you know, their province rival. It's the exact opposite, the mojo that they have going. What are they, 14-1-1 in their last 16 games? That's unbelievable. I saw something on Twitter the other day. I think they were like a month ago, a point behind Toronto. And now they're, I don't even know how many points up on them now. It's
you're taking your direction from Twitter, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, and they were 14.
Wikipedia was
no, Wikipedia, I don't do
Wikipedia?
That. No, I don't Wikipedia. Anything.
I think they were 14 points out and now they're one.
Like what a run. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Does it become different? When they suit up against the San Jose Sharks tonight, is it different knowing that they can move into a playoff position as opposed to what they've been doing before, including Saturday night?
Yeah, I just think like for their team as a group, you know, you piled on a lot on this Hamburglar as much as he could handle. And I think it's good for the team. You know, they've just kind of played and Hamburglar's the show.
You're right.
So it kind of takes a little bit off. But they've just, at the same time, you know, like, everyone talks about him, but the team's just quietly been moseying along, and Hamburglar's taken everything.
But it's like, it
when's it going to stop?
It gets real tonight.
Yeah.
Because they can move into a playoff spot tonight. And that's no disrespect to what they've done. But in a lot of ways, it was with house money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but they want them.
Do you think there's a different feeling in the room? Or how do you...
I definitely think there's a more serious feeling with the game tonight. You look at the standings, 1 point out. I think it's a little bit more...
So you're saying are they feeling the pressure?
Yeah.
I think they'll feel it a little tonight. We'll see how they handle it. That's the question. But as a guy watching them, it's just like, when's it going to stop? And, you look how many games are left. Like, is this done?
They have 11 games left.
Like, what are they going to do? How long can they keep this streak going?
Aren't they still playing with the house money? I mean, it's...
Are they? No, well, I don't think so.
It starts getting serious.
Not now.
But you got a chance. But
you've raised hopes, Scott. Well,
I know, but you've still put on a heck of a run. And if you should miss, people are still going to say how good that team was for an extended period. I mean, disappointment for sure, but I don't know that to be deemed a failure.
But there's a difference between failure and being disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I think fans are at the point now where if you can't take advantage of two games in hand on the Boston Bruins, the way they're going right now, and you have games against a couple of games against Toronto.
Boston's just not going.
So
we call it Points R Us in Toronto, where you go to get your points.
Well, they've got Bailey now. He's going to make his debut from the sounds of it this weekend. Toronto's been one of those active franchises for a number of years when it comes to college free agents. There's nothing left to say about that team. There's zero left to wonder about the Toronto Maple Leafs. But Ottawa has proven what you can do with a dose of belief.
Yeah.
With a dose of inspiration.
Well, Carlson's been great. Mm-hmm. The goalie's been great. Kyle Turris has had some unbelievable moments.
Hoffman, Stone.
Yeah.
You talk about the belief, though. Bobby Ryan. Some video of them, and Carlson giving it to Turris on the bench the other day. He didn't like, they hold each other accountable. Like, they care. They're involved. They're winning games. Like, that's a team. Like, and they're playing that way.
This is a franchise that watched their longest-serving captain walk away. They watched his replacement ask to be traded. This is a team that fired their coach early on this season. Yet they're a team that's a point out of a playoff spot with two games in hand.
At the start of this run, they had the identical record with Cameron as they did before, so Paul McLean. So it's amazing.
And now you... there's got to be... The Boston Bruins have played a hand in this, too.
Mm-hmm.
In falling back. So there's a flip side of this is, one, Ottawa has resurrected its hopes. Darren Millard along with Colby Armstrong and Scott Morrison here at Hockey Central. But Boston has fallen off.
Well, they had a heck of a run, too.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've stumbled a little bit. Because you think back to that Philadelphia game on that Saturday afternoon when Marchand scored with 15 seconds left in regulation, ties it up, they go on, they win. In overtime, they beat Detroit the next day. They beat Ottawa a couple days after that. Go on a run, and you think they're going to lose these guys. And
for as many reasons as Ottawa shouldn't be doing what they've done and have been able to produce, Boston shouldn't be in this situation. They have everything. They have veterans. They have goaltending. They have guys that can mix it up. They have experience. It shouldn't be like this.
Just like you said about Ottawa, too, Darren, it's like... they get on a little hot streak, and then when things start getting kind of serious, when they're, going to go over that hill and, be that team, it's like they fall off again, and they just can't get it. And, for whatever reason, Ottawa's been able to close the gap and playing good hockey, but now they're in that situation too. But Boston just can't find it. It's kind of, can you imagine being
a Bruins fan? Boston's 5-3-2 in their last 10.
And losing ground.
Versus 9-1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steven Stamkos fought yesterday.
Yeah. He picked a good guy.
Yeah. But isn't there a part of you that covers your face?
I think the coach probably did.
You'd be holding your breath.
Yeah.
And you look at that because it's not a spontaneous fight yeah. in the sense of like
that was a good wrestling match, but it was great.
But he went right in there,
yeah. Look at
and,
him
and initiated the scrap. But having seen how a late season injury can derail you firsthand yeah. from the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I give him all the credit in the world. But man,
as a player on the bench, you love it. You do. That's great. They come out and smoke him after.
But as a player
it's
in the
great
bench,
when it has a happy player, it happens. And he's, yeah. and he's
but
not
Cooper
hurt.
On the bench is definitely not watching that. Like, what are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. But how do you stop? I mean, you got to admire the passion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So. You admire the passion, but
don't do it too often.
Don't, please,
kid.
No, please. No, please.
Well, he's not a fighter, but you know he had enough for whatever reasons, and it's weird that it was Marchand, but like got her done and sparked his team.
Well, that might have explained why he did it.
Yeah, I know. I think that was the main reason why it was because it was him. But he picked a good partner to go with, and nothing happened, and got his team going.
Just
second star, Darren.
Is it? Oh, you're announcing it already?
He got second star.
Second star, okay. That makes
sense. It's not our three stars.
No.
The Hockey Central three stars are coming up in just a bit.
I can't wait.
Carey Price, where are you now going to statistically and historically try and slide his performance into the National Hockey League? Because he's sure looks like he's going to win the Hart Trophy. Should win the Vezina Trophy if those two things go hand in hand. But we've seen that go opposite.
Well, you can blame one on the writers and one on the managers.
One on the managers. But is it like a great season, or is it becoming one of the best that we've ever seen?
Well, I think anytime you put the Hart Trophy in the conversation, then it's one for the ages. I mean, how do you categorize? How do you rank them? That's impossible. But when you've got a guy who's going to be the Hart Trophy winner, in addition to being the best goaltender in the league, then you know he's taken it to another level. It's because you just don't see goalies in the conversation, and you certainly don't see them win very often, win the Hart, and you don't usually have them in the conversation as prominently as he's been this year.
He is the best player in hockey right now, no doubt. Yeah, I just look at their team, and they got a good team. They play a good team game. But what he's doing in the league right now is ridiculous.
Now, you spent some time around him
yeah.
With the Montreal Canadiens. Do you see, is he different now? I'm not saying that you're a goaltending expert when it comes to technique, but
I just think he's just feeling it. He's always a guy that never really, nothing bothered him. He could let in a soft one or, well, no big deal. Like he's cool as a cucumber. He's one
of
those.
Well, the
selfie
guys. Proved that.
Well, and you think about
it. Yeah, that's incredible.
A year ago, they kind of fired one over his bow when they changed goalie coaches and brought one in, you know, that wasn't his guy per se. I mean, they've had a great chemistry and success, but that there was a moment where it's like, well, you better get your act together here. But has he ever?
Mm-hmm. Well,
maturity.
Do you think it's bringing in Stephen Waite?
Yeah.
And I thought that was a real compliment as much as as equal to a shot over the bow with what Stephen Waite was able to mm-hmm. do with the Chicago Blackhawks.
No, I'm not saying they brought in a guy who wasn't qualified. He was he's an outstanding.
Sure sounded
coach.
Like you said that.
He might, you know what?
Don't get me in trouble.
You know, Carey's athletic and he's, you know, solid positionally with his technique. Obviously, everyone can see that. But he might have just touched on, you know, his goaltending coach might have just touched on one little thing with him that has been the difference. And
the Olympics was a confidence booster.
Olympics and the playoffs. He answered both, you know, the doubts about not having won the big one or win a series and all that sort of stuff. So you add confidence into the mix with incredible skill. And to Colby's point, whatever may have been tweaked by Waite, and this is what you've got.
Where does he have to go to be included in the conversation with the Canadian greats?
Oh, I think it's got to be, you need a bigger body of work yet.
Josée Théodore won a Hart Trophy.
Yep.
He's just...
No, and his game
fell
off.
With all due respect, he's another one of the good goalies that played in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, I think it's the test of time that has to be there. And you have to win a cup.
So that's where...
That's a tough one, hey? You got to win a cup in Montreal to be legit. That's crazy.
But no, to be put there on the pedestal with the all-time greats, with the Drydens and the Plants, and you think of the names that have gone through there, yeah, I think a cup has to be part of it.
And no Canadian team has won a cup in 20 years.
Since Montreal. But a pretty good goalie there, too.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it's tougher and tougher. It's as tough as it's ever been in the National Hockey League all time to win a Stanley Cup, never mind adding on to the side of it with the struggles with north of the border. But he's putting together one of the best seasons, regular seasons, we've ever seen. And he knows he wins the game for his, you know, he knows he has to win the game every night. Like
40 wins and 9 shutouts.
Yeah, they're a solid team. Like nothing fancy. They play a solid team game. They got Pacioretty and Subban and, you know, some other guys kicking around, but they're just a solid team. But what he's doing is separated from the whole group. But, you know, you score, if you can score 2 to 3 goals a game, you're winning.
Where are they? Where are they in the Eastern Conference in your mind? As when you rank the teams, are they better than Detroit? When Detroit's healthy,
are they better than the Rangers? Way Detroit plays, like their team game compared to Montreal's game, I think it's pretty close. Maybe Detroit's. I don't. It's going to be tough. I think a lot's going to come on Carey Price,
goaltending,
as it has all year. With their group, but, you know, the Rangers.
Are they better than the New York Rangers? Be a heck of a rematch in the Eastern Rangers. Conference final.
I don't think they're better than the Rangers. The Rangers are unreal. They're stacked. Mm-hmm. I don't even think they need Lundqvist.
You're taking him right.
So he's out of there.
We on one side, we just said it all comes
down
to.
Now that's trade bait.
It all comes down to goaltending. Trade bait. And then we just flipped it over with they don't even need the one
of
the
Talbot's
greatest.
Doing great. He's winning games.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to see what they do coming up.
It's you have to take Talbot out and put Lundqvist in.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting part of that will be if there's any wobble when Lundqvist comes back.
Or an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel supremely confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no hiccup for the Rangers if something unforeseen were to happen.
You know, Henrik spoke last Wednesday. Said he's never been off this long. It's totally foreign to him, and he's itching to get back in. But he's also a guy that, in the same breath, is a perennial, really slow starter in October, and a little bit bleeds into November, over the course of his career. So if he's coming off his longest layoff of his career, and has to work his, he'll be the first one to tell you. He has to work his way in. Mm-hmm. How much rope do you give him? How much?
I think he's got a, you know, for doing that, he's got a pretty good setup coming back into that lineup, you know, to protect him, get him, ease him in with whatever he has to ease in, I guess. But, you know, to come in and be the goalie behind that lineup, it's pretty cozy, pretty cushy for a guy to come. I mean, he's a
do you
great
think
goalie.
At some point during the playoffs, that there will be any type of controversy, that this has the potential to blow up in New York?
I think it does.
Yeah, if he struggles, then yeah, they're going to say, what about the other guy? Are you going to make the move? You'd never contemplate it until now. You would never have contemplated it previously, but yeah. Because Talbot's been so good, because the team has played so well in front of him.
Success has created an awkward. Could
yeah.
create an awkward
Well, it's created
scenario.
An option, if you want to look at it from a positive standpoint.
Whoa, look at you. Half full
Mr.
over
Happy.
There. Wow. Somebody's back in his meds, right?
I just coffee kicked in.
The vitamin C.
Room just got a lot warmer.
This is good. When we continue, why are the Minnesota Wild going with a lineup that they are tonight? We asked that question, plus the Hockey Central 3 stars, and a call-up by the Los Angeles Kings. Will it have any effect? Why do it? It's Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard, Colby Armstrong, and Scott Morrison on the Sportsnet radio and television networks in NHL dressing rooms across North America and globally on sportsnet.ca.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get 2 medium pizzas with 4 toppings combined, 2 free dipping sauces, and 6 free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick. Pizza Pizza today.
9-6-7-11-11-PIZZA-PIZZA. 9-6-7-11-11. Now, more Hockey Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Back at Hockey Central at noon, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, simulcast on Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks, the NHL Network in the United States, Sportsnet.ca, wherever you live around the globe.
In the United States, that's great.
In the United States. Well, you played there. Not a big deal.
But, like,
for
lots
you.
Of people watch this, hey? Like, I get lots
it's
of.
In, and it's on in every.
This is
dresser.
The biggest thing. Like, I am a star right now.
Does Sid watch?
What's he up? Said humbly. What's up, everyone? Everyone watches.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. I get lots of text messages from boys after I finish this one.
Beaking you? Or
oh, they're like, oh, I look good. Happy for I saw you. This is the only one they see me on, kind of, you know?
Oh, because they're playing.
So this is like the big thing.
Somebody sent a note and said you got a face for radio.
Yeah, I know.
That was the boss,
I get
though.
That a lot.
I'm not calling
the
him
boss. That's not good. Is that good?
Well, the only good news is there's a lot of them. So yeah.
If you notice, if you're getting noticed, that's good, right?
Yeah. God. Darren Millard along with Colby Armstrong, former National Hockey Leaguer, and Scott Morrison here on Hockey Central. Congratulations to the Brandon Wheat Kings, won the Western Hockey League's regular season title. An incredible season
that.
There. I love that.
You're
and
loving
next year's
that.
Supposed to be their year, but top seed in the Western Hockey League playoffs. So Kelly McCrimmon and Darren Ritchie and the whole group there, Rick Dillabo. And Dylan Strom in the OHL. For those that they're out west or the QMJHL, Dylan Strom, top draft prospect and registered one of the great games in the OHL because of what happened. He's an Erie Otter. Connor McDavid sat out yesterday, and Dylan Strom is trailing in the OHL scoring race, and he goes out and puts up a six-pointer to win the OHL scoring title.
Without four McDavid
goals.
In the lineup.
Without and that's the part that I love, is it happens without Connor McDavid. Not that it necessarily legitimizes it, but it puts it on a higher standing.
And typically they don't play on the same line, correct?
No, but power play time.
Power play time, but still.
So that's an incredible way.
Rank number five.
It's up there. Gretzky, when he scored, was it four goals? Mm-hmm. Against the Philadelphia Flyers, five goals, four goals, to reach 50 goals that season. Just doing in incredible style.
When I was in junior in Red Deer, we had a kid on our team, Justin Mapletoff. Yeah, and
yes.
Played a few games with mm-hmm. the Islanders, but he was trailing like he needed 4 points to get the scoring title, and he got 4 points that night, last game of the year to pass him. So like that's pretty cool for a guy to do that. Like when we were there, that's incredible. 6 points the last night.
Was that the year you won?
Yeah. That was the year we won. Yeah, he was our leading guy.
One of the craziest
guy.
Memorial Cup finals.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was a heck of a tournament.
The Regina tournament.
Yeah.
Red Deer beats
Valdor.
Max Daniel was the goalie.
We should mention the game on Sportsnet 1 tonight at 7:30 Eastern as the OHL Gold Cup, which is Don Mills Flyers, minor midget, AAA hockey, Don Mills Flyers and Toronto Marlies, who played each other in the Toronto finals, went eight games. It was in overtime in the final game. 1-0 win for Marlies in that series. So it's going to be amazing hockey tonight.
Looking forward to the OHL final there, the OHL Cup final. Tonight, we also have Los Angeles against New Jersey with the Kings starting a road trip that will decide their playoff hopes. Sportsnet East, Ontario, and Pacific. And Mike Richards has been called up. He was just shy of a point per game pace in the American Hockey League. Everybody knows about his salary and the decision not to buy him out, and it put the LA Kings in a real pickle when it came to the salary cap, never mind the fact that it didn't look like he had the speed to keep up with the game. He didn't spend all of his time in the American Hockey League, was in Southern California working out with coaches on his own away from the team before he was officially called up. And they're really hoping that he can give them a jump start. What do you think is going through his mind when he gets set to face the New Jersey Devils on this critical road trip, going from being such an important part of that team to now being just, he's a call-up?
I can't imagine what's going through his mind. I imagine it's pretty different feeling, but I think the way you have to look at it, like this is his chance to get back in there. You know, it's like a second chance. A lot of it has to do with his salary and, you know, their lineup and some young guys that came in and played really great. But
But he can't just walk in there and be the Mike Richards of old.
I think he's going to come with a new life. I think he's going to come with that energy. I think he's going to come to be a difference maker, get noticed, and play his game. I think it's going to be great for the Kings. Great for him.
You're suggesting he's humbled, so he's just going to go sit in the corner and not be the good leader, great leader that he has been?
I don't know how you act.
I don't know what he's going to be thinking.
I think that dressing room will embrace him.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big reason why, you know, Dean Lombardi, who's been very loyal to key players, to their success over the years, knew how important that kid was to that dressing room. Unfortunately, had to make a move because of the cap reasons. But I think that room will embrace him, and I think he can step in and be his old self.
It'll be a shot of life for them, for sure. I think just the way he plays, and like you said, the dressing room. I think people underestimate that feeling in the room when you get a guy in there. They're going to be excited to have him. I just think it's, you know, you get a dressing room that's positive and guys care for each other. The feeling on the ice is, you know, team-wise is so much better than if you got kind of team that's kind of split a little bit or, you know, not everyone's kind of I don't think you have to everyone get along, but just that feeling in the room, it makes a big difference. So I don't think you can... You know, bringing a guy that has been there, a guy that guys like. And, you know, I think it's nothing but positive.
You would expect if they feel, the players feel that he's a guy that can help them and they want him to be there, then you'd have to think it would give a positive jolt.
Yeah.
And Jarrett Stoll is out. So this
all-time good guy of the NHL.
This is a scenario. Thank you. That where they, the LA Kings.
He's talking about Stoll, not you.
Yeah, oh, Stoll. Sorry. you know what? I only hear when it's compliments, I only hear half
the part you want.
Yeah. They need Mike Richards not to just come back and reestablish himself as an NHLer. They need him to come in and they need him to perform. They need him to put up points and difference maker.
The thing is you know, you see it in the game a lot. A guy will come back from an injury or a guy will get called. You know, you see it with young guys. I know he's not a young guy. He's been there before, but they come, they have that energy, you know, for four games or, you know, their first three games, and then it kind of tails off. So it'll be interesting to see.
But that's okay. That might even be okay.
That might be
for
what
the
they
LA
need
Kings.
Right now at this time of the year.
Jump for
with
four games
remaining,
games.
Yeah. So interesting to see how they use him, what he does, but I think it's a spark.
Tough road trip, though, eh? Mm-hmm. You know, Devils tonight, Rangers tomorrow, Islanders, Minnesota, Chicago.
And Daryl might be the perfect guy. Daryl Sutter, perfect guy for this situation, to have a veteran guy who's been humbled, who's been embarrassed, who's gone through an experience that nobody ever expected.
Yeah.
But as much as this is in LA's hands, they need help. Like, it's not just we got to hit the switch and start winning, you know, continue winning games. They need some of these other teams around them, the Vancouver's, the Calgary's, mm-hmm. the Minnesota's, the Winnipeg's, to start losing games.
Because there's separation now.
Yeah.
They're 2 points behind Calgary, but there's separation between Winnipeg, Minnesota, and Vancouver.
Yeah. Four behind Winnipeg, five behind Minnesota, six behind Vancouver.
Thank you for filling in the math for me.
Well, you're welcome.
People are
And they don't win any tiebreakers.
No. Do you think they can get it done?
Yeah, you never count out the champion until it's... till they're down and out. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
What about you, Colby?
I can't. It's hard for me to see them not making the playoffs. I don't know. I just, as unimpressive as they've been kind of all year up and down, I think with the remaining games they got left, I think they'll pull it through. Unfortunately for one of those teams you listed.
And because they're closest to Calgary.
Yeah, more than
you
likely.
You focus on the Flames right now.
Yeah.
And the Flames, can Calgary really do it without Mark Giordano?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've been doing it.
Can they finish it?
That's the thing. This crunch time, we'll see. But it's like they're, it's almost like, I think about their team, it's like they're, you know, they're kind of like,
well, they got a
oblivious
game
to what's going on. Like they're just playing
exactly.
Hockey. Like it's like a great thing for them right now.
They've got a five-game trip ahead, too. Like a Colorado tonight, Dallas at home.
Bad news.
Well, but it is what it is. Minnesota, Nashville, Dallas, St. Louis, Edmonton trip.
I was just thinking about Richards too. Like, you know, his situation, he gets sent down, and you know, it's got to be so embarrassing, hey, like for him.
Now you were bought out.
Yeah, I felt shame. I did. I did feel a lot of shame
till he cashed the check.
Yeah, till I was getting paid
and then got paid during
the lockout.
you ever send Brian Burke a text or anything like that saying, "Hey, Mel, no, I appreciate it."
Not yet. Maybe this would be a good time to. Thanks, Berkey. Thanks, but not thanks. Is that
okay? So, what was it like going to training camp in Montreal, having been bought out? It's a different situation, but there are some parallels here.
Yeah, I mean, you go. I went into a totally different room, and everyone knew that like I got bought out, obviously. And it's kind of, I was a little bit awkward about it. Like I felt shame about it. I was embarrassed. And
was it ever brought up?
I'm sure he kind of gets. I mean, he's hanging around the team a little bit, skating and. It might be,
lives in the
like,
area.
It might
he
be
knows a guy.
Past it a little bit, but still coming back. You know, now that you're going to go into a game on the big stage, I'm sure he'll feel it a little bit. But no, I never really was brought up. No, brought up. No one really thought about it. I'm sure much
except for guys that we played against.
Yeah, they chirped me a little during the old pregame warm-up.
Really?
A little bit, yeah. I won't say what they said. It was kind of hurt my feelings, but
Toronto guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was okay. It was all in good fun.
You look at Minnesota, and they're in the middle of this and complicating things. And Winnipeg gets Edmonton tonight. Minnesota draws Toronto, and the LA Kings hook up with New Jersey, Calgary, Colorado. You've got all four of these teams playing clubs that are outside the playoff picture. So all four clubs should win these games.
You got to win them.
Who doesn't win tonight? Somebody... The four favorites don't all win on one night. Who's got the biggest trap game?
Ottawa.
And you can watch Calgary, Colorado on Sportsnet West, Winnipeg, Edmonton on Sportsnet Oilers, and LA, New Jersey on Sportsnet East, Ontario, and Pacific. Minnesota also against the Toronto Maple Leafs. What's the trap game
sneaky.
Tonight?
When you play against some of those teams like Winnipeg, Edmonton. Edmonton's going okay right now. They're kind of sneaky.
Beat Philadelphia in overtime?
Looking to pee in someone's sandbox today. I think
we
they
don't
could,
talk about this in the show.
Do we not say that?
Nope.
Oh, my bad.
New Jersey.
I could get on more. Don't screw up. Where's the line? I don't know the line.
It's a road game for LA.
Yeah.
New Jersey's played better. So that could be a
Is that
tough
your game?
One.
Why would Minnesota start Devan Dubnyk tonight? 30-second straight start.
Who cares? Just play him. Win games.
So you're saying that was a dumb question?
No, it wasn't a dumb question. It was good. But, when you're thinking about it, who cares? Like, he should just – why can't you play – why can't you play back-to-back, Darren, as a goalie?
I agree.
Well, there's
back-to-back. So they get the New York Islanders tomorrow. Minnesota plays a couple of back-to-backs in the next 6 days. They get Toronto and the Islanders. Then they get a couple of days off, and they get Calgary and the LA Kings.
Yeah, a couple of days off. There you go.
So
play them.
So you think he'll be up to 36 straight starts?
Yeah, that'd be great.
After
why not? They need it.
Do you look
play
at
until you clinch?
Do you think
play until you clinch and give them a couple games off or something?
Or is it
keep
maybe you
mojo.
Give them tomorrow night off, and you try and get the for sure 2 points
tonight? Yeah,
is that the potential of Mike Yeo's thinking?
I always get confused with the thinking about goalies because I like, for example, the Vancouver a while ago, they went with that Markstrom and he got like lit up like first three shots of the game. And I was like, why don't they go with Lack? Like, they should go back with Lack. He's winning games for them. I mean, they were winning like 6-5. But I mean, like, why don't you just go with when you're winning?
No video.
Keep going.
No video for this guy's back in the shop, but we're going to do the Hockey Central 3 Stars. Want to squeeze it in. Darren Millard, along with.
Just so we can hear the music.
Arms, okay, because I like it.
I know.
Tim and Sid, you know, Tim and Sid tried to steal this music for their radio show.
No, they're not on radio anymore, are they?
They don't even get on with the Blue Jays going now. They're hardly working. Andre Palat of the Tampa Bay Lightning, he is the star for me. A couple more points and a big win. Colby, your star?
Ekman Larson from the Arizona Coyotes, 20 goals on the season with a team that he's got. I know he's probably playing a lot, obviously. Special teams, but heck of a season, 20 goals defenseman in Arizona.
We mentioned him earlier, Cam Talbot, just been lights out for those New York Rangers who are playing just tremendous hockey.
Mackenzie Skapski, also in there, doing a
Skapski.
Great job.
Skapski!
for the New York Rangers.
I always say
Rangers.
That about him. Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah?
Skapski!
Is that your thing?
That's what I say in my head every time I hear his name.
Is that so? That's your new thing as a broadcaster?
That's my new thing.
Because everybody thinks that they have to have a hook.
You got to have something, hey? But right? I don't even say it out loud sometimes. I just think it in my head every time I hear his name. Skapski!
Makes me
keep it in there.
Wonder what else is going on in there.
A lot of stuff's going on there.
Yeah, a lot of rattling around.
Thanks for watching and listening. Enjoy the games tonight in Sportsnet East, Ontario Pacific, West, and Sportsnet Oilers. Enjoy the hockey, everybody.